Thanks for calling customer service. This is Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, I saw a charge on my checking account from this number, and I'm curious as to what it is.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, sir. Can I start off with your zip code?
29323.
29323?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
Oh, no problem.
Can I have your name?
My name is Joel Walker.
Thank you. And can you verify your mailing address?
1144 Turkey Farm Road, Chesney, South Carolina, 29323.
Thank you, sir. And I'm just waiting for your account to generate.
I don't remember opening an account.
Okay, sir. So let me see what we have. Looks like a Wi-Fi Booster Deluxe.
Wi-Fi Booster Deluxe.
Yes, sir. Do you recall ordering a Wi-Fi Booster Deluxe?
No, I do not.
Or a smart health planner?
No.
Enrolling any type of sweepstakes online, sir, back in March?
Any what?
Any sweepstakes. You recall entering any type of sweepstakes online back in March?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just pulling up just to see exactly.
I do remember receiving some type of Wi-Fi booster that all I had to do was pay shipping charges on it, shipping and handling. And I received it. I did not expect to buy anything else.
Yes, sir. So that's what that stems from. So the $7.95 that you paid for the free, well, the $7.95 was supposed to be for the shipping and handling, which it was. And the Wi-Fi booster was an enrollment as a free gift into the Factory Direct Savings Store. So what that is a welcoming gift, inviting you into the store. And they give you a gift card each and every month and a membership for you can purchase up exclusive gadgets within that store. So I'm showing down that that's what you were charged for back on February the 2nd. The $56.95, that's membership fee.
I was not made aware of that, and I do not wish to receive any more things. I don't care to be charged money for something I didn't order.
Yes, sir. So what I can go ahead and do for you, I can go ahead and get you counseled out so you're not charged anything going forward. Give me 1 moment.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. What did you just say?
I apologize. Let me change my mic. Hold on. Give me 1 second, sir. Is that better, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. So what I said I can go ahead and do for you, I can go ahead and have this canceled out for you're not charged on the monthly basis going forward. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Am I going to get a refund of this $56?
And let me see what I can do about that for you, sir. Okay, so what I can do for you, sir, I can offer you a 35% refund for the charge.
For what? What am I? Why am I not getting all my money back? What are y'all? I'm an elderly person. I'm on fixed income. Inflation is killing me, and people are charging me money for something I didn't have any idea.
Yes, sir, and I do understand that, sir, and that's why I'm give me one moment. Give me one moment, place you on a brief hold, okay, sir? Let me see if there's something else I can do. Just give me one second. Place you on a brief hold. Thank you for your patience. Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for holding. I do appreciate it. I do apologize for the whole time. So I can go ahead and offer you 50% back, sir, which is $28.47 to be applied back to that charge on June the 2nd.
So what am I getting for the other $28 that y'all are keeping?
We're actually canceling out of your membership, and we're actually refunding your money, sir. But if you don't want me to cancel, I can just, leave it as is.
I want it canceled. I don't want charges that I'm not aware of coming on my bank account. You're giving me back half of the money I gave y'all, and I'm not getting anything. What the hell?
Yes, sir. Because you we expect you to be a member in the membership and in the factory, sir. And that's why we're only giving you back half, because it's already funds that we already had accounted for, and so we're trying to meet you halfway, provide you with something. And I'm just going by my my guidelines here at work, sir.
Okay. Make sure I don't get any more charges in the future.
Absolutely.
Get me the hell out of your club.
Absolutely, sir. Give me one moment.
I can't believe this. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so give me one moment. All right, so I'm going to return the $28.47 back to your account, sir.
Okay. And I am withdrawn from your accounts, right?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment to get that information put in for you, and I get you that confirmation number as well.
When I did that for that Wi-Fi module, there was nothing in the information about this. This is fraudulent. I'm going to report y'all to the Better Business Bureau.
And thank you for that, sir. So with that being said, as I did state to you earlier, I have to go by protocol. So I can refund your funds to you, the $56.95 in full. Just because, we don't want to dispute with the merchant, because we have to end up paying extra money out for that purpose. So let me go ahead and update that for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So really quick, just to reconfirm, sir, I went ahead and had you canceled out, so you would not be charged anything going forward. And I also went ahead and refunded the $56.95. You should show that in your next billings within the next 3 to 5 days on your statement. And give me one moment, and let me get you that confirmation number as well for your records. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to find a pencil. Okay.
All right, I have C.S. and Charlie.
I'm sorry?
I have C.S. and Charlie, 260-400-133.
Okay, right before Charlie, what was that?
I'm not. I have C.
Okay, C-260-400-133.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do you have any additional questions or concerns, sir?
I am not going to get any more charges from you, right?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.